Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague, Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who watches Oceania, the vast Pacific, the contest between the People's Republic of China and the United States, Australia, AUKUS, all the allies. China is winning in the Solomon Islands. It has now successfully replaced its longtime friend, Prime Minister Sogavare, partial to China, with a choice by Sogavare, a man named Jeremiah Manelli, the new prime minister. This means that China will control the levers of government in the Solomon Islands, a.k.a. that includes Guadalcanal. It also is significant for Australia, and here Cleo explains how significant and at the same time how Australia did not manage this well so far. Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Solomon Islands to China. More of this later.
Yeah, so this is, and actually it's interesting you put it like that. I mean, I think there's a fair case to make that China is building its own island chain off the coast of Australia to contain it in the same way that the first island chain has contained China historically with Japan, Taiwan, whatever. It's going to really, really affect Australia. And I would also note that, because you brought up Guadalcanal, the parliament building in which this prime minister will be sitting was paid for by the American taxpayer in the memory of the men who died at Guadalcanal and Iron Bottom Sound and Bloody Ridge. But the U.S., after the end of the Cold War and the end of history, sort of walked away from the region. And strategic oversight in an almost very overt way was handed over to Australia in that region and New Zealand in the neighboring region. And the Australians have really not done a good job. If you go to the hospital, the main hospital in Honiara, in the capital, it lacks medicine. Its doctors are exhausted. The people who go there have lost hope of any other form of cure. It's dismal. And Australia was doing things instead, like funding an aquatic center for the Pacific Games.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.